Vou começar. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everybody to Parpon Investimentos conference call. Today with us, we have Ms. Caroline Ebel. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts and shareholders, followed immediately by another session for journalists. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Today, we have a simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through the website www.parpon.com.br. The slide presentation may be downloaded from the website as well. There will be a replay facility from this call on the website for a week. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of Parpon Investimentos S.A. management and all information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to the future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Parpon Investimentos S.A. and could cause the results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I turn the conference over to Ms. Caroline, who will begin the presentation. Ms. Caroline, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending this call. Bom dia a todos. Obrigada por participar do call de resultados da tarde. Iremos conduzir este call em inglês. Porém, todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultados, que encontra-se em nosso website. We are glad to present our operating and financial performance for the fourth quarter of 2013. Joining me in this call today, we have Pedro Faria, Parpon CEO and Investor Relations Officer, and also one of founding partners of Parpon. I am Caroline Ebel, the accounting manager, and I will go through the presentation, and Pedro will be available together with me in the Q&A section. On page 3, we will move to the highlights of the quarter. Assets under management amounted to 8.3 billion reais as of March 31, 2013, a 0.5% increase when compared to the 4Q2F. For the first quarter of 2013, portfolio fund hybrid strategy posted negative returns of 1%, and the portfolio fund long-only equity strategy posted negative returns of 2%. Versus a negative return of 7.6% from Ibovespa Index, all figures in Brazilian reais. Gross revenues amounted to 25.3 million reais in 1Q13. Net income in first quarter 2013 amounted to 11.6 million reais. Now, I would like to move to page 4, where we can find our AUM composition. It's always important to mention that you continue attracting and retaining a sophisticated investor base that is aligned with our investment philosophy and with a long-term investment profile, such as endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension plans. This investor base is of a great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing you to pursue the best investment opportunity in the long run. Also, I would like to highlight that our AUM is comprised of 10% of the proprietary capital. This is very important as the management and the partners of TARP are an extremely relevant investor of the funds we manage. On page 5, we show our two investment strategies, which is the way we look at our business. Portfolio firms comprised of the type of funds that have flexibility to invest in either public equities or privately held companies in Brazil or other countries, and co-investment strategy, which serves as a sidecar co-investment structure whose primary objective is to increase the type of exposure to selected invested companies. All these vehicles are managed with our prime goal of having flexibility to go after the best investment opportunities available. We have the highest alignment between our proprietary capital and that of our limited partners. We are long-term oriented, we invest with our philosophy of concentration, and we create partnership-like relationships with our portfolio companies, work hand-in-hand with them in order to generate value. Now, I would like to move to page 6. As indicated in the chart at the top of the page, our AUM amounted to 8.3 billion reais as of March 31, 2013, a 11% increase when compared to the same period of 2012, and an increase of 0.5% when compared to 4Q12. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the AUM growth breakdown by performance gains and net inflows. During the quarter, the net performance of the portfolio funds contributed to 145 million reais AUM decrease for the quarter. This decrease is impacted by changes in asset prices and exchange rates. The AUM in the quarter reflected the impact of net inflows of 189 million reais. Now, I would like to move on to page 7. In the chart on the left of the page, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategies. As you can see, the AUM allocated to portfolio funds strategy amounted to 7.8 billion reais, and 588 million reais was allocated to co-investment strategy. In the chart on the right of the page, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of March 31, 2013, Typhoon's exposure to public equity corresponded to 91% of our total AUM. Private equity investments corresponded to 9%. Now, move to page 8, where we talk about funds performance. In 1Q13, portfolio fund long-only equity strategy posted negative returns of 2% in reais and 1.1% in dollars. Since launch, the accumulated annualized returns for this strategy were 30.2% in reais and 28.4% in dollars. The portfolio fund hybrid equity posted negative returns of 1% in reais and 0.5% in dollars during the quarter. Since launch, the strategy posted accumulated annualized returns of 7% in reais and 21.6% in dollars. We also wanted to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the quarter, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted negative returns of 7.5% and 2.1%, respectively, both in reais. Moving to page 9, we will now discuss Tarpon financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. The chart at the top left shows that management fees are recharged on the type of funds on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of collected capital. During this quarter, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to 18.7 million reais. The year-over-year increase in a result reflects the AUM increase, a growth of 3% over 4Q12 and a decrease of 2% over 1Q12. Now, regarding performance fees revenues, during this quarter, we collected performance fees totaling 6.6 million reais, an increase of 950% when compared to 4Q12, and a decrease of 23% when compared to 1Q12. Just to remember, these fees are collected based on the performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed and are charged on a distinct date of the year, depending on the characteristics of the fundings. In addition, as of March 31, 2013, the uncollected potential performance fees amounted to 52.8 million reais. This amount is based on the net assets of the funds that were above high-water mark as of such a date, amounting to 25.27% of our total AUM. Excluding the fund that have the performance fees collected upon this investment. It's important to make clear, however, that you cannot guarantee that this potential amount will be owed to Tarpon at any future date. The amount presented may differ substantially from the actual realized amount. Lastly, on the bottom right of the page, you see the performance fee payment schedule. This chart is a result of the collection date contracted for different vehicles we manage. For illustrative purposes, in this quarter of the year, Tarpon collected performance on investment vehicles that account for 7% of our total assets under management. It's important to highlight that each of our funds have their own performance fee payment schedule. And for newly started Tarpon partners, for example, such a schedule is a biennial performance fee payment period. Now, moving to page 10. Total gross operating revenues of the quarter amounted to 25.3 million reais, and the net revenues amounted to 24.7 million reais. Operating expenses amounted to 10.9 million reais, resulting in an operating margin of 56% calculated over the net revenues. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. Year-over-year increase are remaining due to increased headcount and costs related to personnel, costs associated with office in New York, and costs related to monitoring of our invested companies. As of March 31, 2013, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to 3.8 million reais. That amount includes variable compensation paid out to employees and senior management, and provision of our stock option plan with no cash impact. And finally, on page 11, we see that in the first quarter of this year, net income amounted to 11.6 million reais. I would like to thank you everyone for listening in, and now Pedro and I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Ms. Carolina Bell for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much for participating in our call. Our team remains 100% at your disposal should you have any additional questions regarding our first quarter 13 results or the state of the company in general. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.